Oh, thank God. I'm so glad you picked up. I never do voice calls on here, so I didn't know if I picked the right thing. But it looks like I did. So, how are you? Good? You don't sound good. Look, I won't push it if you don't want to talk. But I noticed that you weren't yourself in chat. You weren't making any of your dumb jokes like usual. And you hadn't replied to any of my messages. You always reply to me. Oh my God, seriously? The only thing you took from that is me calling your jokes dumb? There's still the old you in there somewhere. You know you can tell me anything, right? We've been chatting for a while now, and you're my closest friend on here. Hey, listen, I mean it. Please don't brush it off as me just being nice or something like that. I want to be here for you. Can I be honest with you? You know I love hanging out in that server, right? Well, one of the reasons I do is because I get to talk with you. I get all giddy just seeing your name in the chat. You could talk about the most bizarre topic in the world, and I'd still be interested. Yes, really. You just have this way of pulling people in. Nobody ever just skims one of your posts, because they know that whatever you say will be well worth reading. My eyes automatically go to your username just to read what you've said. I don't want to seem like some kind of creep or something. I just can't help but put that little heart emoji when you say something really sweet, which is often. I can feel you rolling your eyes at that, but it's true. I feel like you're sincere at all times. You're not here to please others or to kiss someone's ass. You're just there to enjoy yourself. And that's so awesome. But you don't have to put up a face with me. Whatever you want people to think about you publicly is fine. But in private, with me, you can let things go. I know that things can be hard when taking them on by yourself, and I don't want you to ever face them alone. Whatever the issue is, we can tackle it together. Honey, nothing would make me happier than that. Please, at least consider letting me be there for you, okay? Thank you. Really. I don't want to seem pushy. If you don't want to talk, that's fine. I'll understand either way, honest. Hey, baby. Hey, it's okay. It's okay, shh. Don't apologize. You're not a mess, I promise. No, don't hang up. Stay with me. I want to stay with you. Thank you. Don't hold back, okay? Let it out. Shh. Easy. There we go. Right here. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. I promise it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Do you want to take a deep breath with me? We can do it together. In and out. Okay. Let's do a few more, all right? Good job. You did so well. Can you tell me what's been bothering you now, baby? Go on. Right here. Oh, baby. I didn't know that you were going through something like that. Why don't you talk to me? I told you, you're one of my best friends, and... I'm sorry. I value every single word that you type. Just imagining you thinking it out. I just really love how pensive you can get when you're talking to people. I really adore that about you. There's so many other things that I wish you could see. I wish you could understand what you look like to me. When I think of you, I imagine the most caring, most honest person I've ever met. You're not someone who just sits by when you see wrong stuff happening around you. You speak up. You help others who are too shy to say anything for themselves. You're the leader of the misleads. Always willing to take some time to listen to someone in need. Be a support beam for them, even when you have troubles yourself. I can sense when you have off days, but I didn't know it was this rough. I've been worried about you, but now... Please, don't give up. Don't give up. Please. Let me be there for you, damn it. It's not your time, okay? It breaks my heart to hear that you even have these thoughts. There's always a solution to everything in life. But not the one you're thinking. You can't do that. You can't do that ever. Promise me you won't do that. Promise me! I wish I could just bundle all your pain and sadness into a ball. Throw it as far away as I can. I want you to be so happy. You have no idea. Sorry. It's all so sudden. I didn't mean to snap at you like that. It hurts to hear you say those kinds of things. I know I can never fully understand the kind of pain you're in. Even if I wish I could. I just hope that you can smile again. And mean it, you know? Would it be okay for me to ask something? Good. Feel free to not answer if you don't want to, alright? I know this call has taken a lot out of you. I want to understand things better. Okay. So these thoughts, do they come around often? Usually at night? And how long does it take for you to fall asleep? Baby, that's a long time. Would it help if I stayed with you tonight? Yeah, I'd stay on the call until you fell asleep. Come on. We could at least give it a shot. Having somebody by your side could help you feel protected. Safe. I wouldn't let anything get to you. No matter how dark those thoughts may be, if I have to ward them off with a lit candle, constantly on the verge of flickering out of existence, I will. Okay. As in, you'll let me stay with you? Thank you so much. I'm never going to let you go through this alone. I promise. Even if I'm 100 miles away, I'm always right here for you every single day. No matter what it takes, we can do this. Are you feeling a little better, honey? I'm glad that you are. Even if it's just a tiny bit, that's good enough for me. Now, I want you to slide into bed. Try to get some rest, okay? Keep me on call. I'll lay in my bed too. Close your eyes. Ease your breathing. Go slow. Just like that. That's good. That's. Oh. Sorry for making you yawn too. I'm just so sleepy. Try falling asleep with me. I'll be here in the morning. Just nudge me awake if you hear me snore. Good night, sweetie.